I work for a cultural network called Origami Republica, and I do this out of necessity because when I started it, it was my ego was involved in the creative side. I was working together with different people, but under the Origami name. But in the mid-90s, people started to take this idea when I said, everybody can do origami and be origami. So some of the punk kids in Norway took up the idea and started their own ambient New Age origami fractions, and that reduced me more into a coordinator of the activities. So now I only play in like Origami Arctica, as I said, where I'm only a drummer. I don't make the music. I just play with the other people. We are five people. And I have my own little rhythmical project in the coming now called Origami Kalima. Kalima is a heat wave, so it's like going to be really ethnical. But what we do is, usually I played a lot with different people, but it's usually in like open situations, jam sessions, collaborations. And I still do collaborations under my full name with other people under their full name, at the same time as I play in origami as just a part of origami. And what for is just because I see it's necessary, because when I was young and was looking for these information about different networks that I found or different movements and stuff, there was always a feeling that there was something that was hidden, something that was secret. You read two manifestos, but you never knew about the argument behind them, stuff like this. So I was really conceptually thinking about making everything public. So on the websites of Origami and the records of Origami, you can hear every flaw and every argument and every discussion and everything breaking down or not working. So it's a very honest project in a way, and I like to keep this going because that is the only thing that is pretty unique with origami, is that the same thing that people say, oh, it's so much bad things or so much stupid texts or interviews or articles on the websites, that is what is origami. So it can't be bad because it's origami, you know? So it's outside my control. I don't censor anything. If somebody says, I send you a CDR with a track you can use for whatever, and we call it origami whatever, I will never censor this track. I will see what kind of genre or something like this, where could it fit in, and I have the overlook of maybe there's a new compilation somewhere in the States or whatever, and I send the track and maybe those people like it. So it's not my ego, I'm not an editor. I will edit when we are making the book now about this project. I will be an editor because we can't possibly put all this stuff into a book. But on the websites, you can actually do that because it's gigabytes come really free these days. It's really cheap. So it's only numerous numbers. That's what I really think is... That is what I think is the technological revolution, is documentation. Because the creation... would be there anyways, because people are born, many people, most people actually, are born with a strong urge to create or partake in something that is outside their own little brain. And with the technological or the digital revolution, this makes all the information, blah, 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 all the documentation much easier, so people can go on the net and I'm interested in blah, 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 and you can go and just put it in the Google, and then you will suddenly find somebody in Guatemala that has the same interest as you. This was because I come from the old network where you used cassettes and acoustic mail, real mail, you know, before the internet. And what I preferred at that time was that every little package had to be more personal. You know, people touched it. There was some flyers inside. There was a little chaos. You could see coffee stains on the envelope. These things are gone. That physical, tangible thing is gone. But what we want is that that now it's endless possibilities of documenting, which I think the archive thing and the documentation thing is the most important part of the internet and the revolution. That's why I'm not too... personally, I I wasn't like that when the first laptop came and you can make music on it. It wasn't like I had to jump to buy it, because I was making music with the means I had, which was cheap cassette decks and, like I told earlier, boxes that I got from friends and rock bands and stuff. And I was perfectly happy with that, because these tools were just what I needed to express what I wanted to express. But now that when I have a computer, even though I don't use it for much other than basic editing, I still know that now I have new possibilities, and I'm not against using that, but it wasn't a necessary thing for me to continue creating, you know. And I think this is a kind of important for the young kids now, because it's okay in Norway, because all the young kids in Norway can afford a laptop, so the discussion is not interesting. But then again, I have a lot of contact with Latin America, with the old Eastern Europe, and there you have a laptop or you have a computer maybe at university or college or your work, and you can't use that, and you can't bring that when you go on tour, you know. So I think it's a very important message now that you don't have to have a computer. It's of course very practical to have one, but you don't have to. Actually, you don't have to have a lot of things that you are now almost told that you need, you know. And in this setting here, with a lot of technical equipment, I think it's very interesting to bring the acoustic cheap boxes, because it's not an anti-statement. It's more like filling out the picture. You need this and you need that, you know. And now I have the choice, because should I do the next track? Maybe for a compilation, I do something entirely digital. And then I can choose, do I want to do it entirely digital, or do I want to do it analogical, like I've been doing for 15 years? And that gives me twice as many possibilities already. Because people who say, yeah, but you have all these options with a computer. And I said, yeah, but if I choose to use the computer, then I have all these options. But if I choose not to, then I have to focus on different things, you know. And also because I think, and I'm only talking for me personally as an artist, I need to work with my fingers. Like you see, I've cut my finger. I need to touch the things, and with the laptops now, these acoustic boxes, the thing you touch is making the sound. It's very direct. There's nothing in between. And I like to play around with the different formats, and I don't see why there should be any separation. And it's very funny when people I know, not my friends, because they understand this situation, but when I travel, I meet a lot of people who are really militant on the, you have to have a computer now because blah blah, you have to make glitch blah blah blah. And to me it's important to say no, I don't have to do that, because and these people say, yeah, but the only thing that is... And I say, yeah, I need a little more performance thing in what I do. It should be more visual or something like this. And they say, but the only thing that is interesting is the sound. And then I say, yeah, for you, maybe it's the only interesting thing. But for me, I'm a maximalist. I want theater. I want poetry. I want to get drunk with other people. I want to be social. I want to create and partake in a kind of substance that is reality. So to me, I just always think that the maximalist has room for everything in his mind or in his heart. But I wonder about the minimalist or the purists, because they can't include me in their philosophy, but I can include them. So it's like, hello, you can be my friend, but I don't have to be yours. You know, this is the kind of philosophical schism that is now. And that's interesting, because I think this discussion is needed about what is the goal. And I think now with the first few years of the digital culture and the way people now, more people now have the possibility of expressing themselves, as it's called, it's just a lie, because the means of expressing yourself has been there all the time. It's just that the culture now, the digital culture with the laptop, puts it more, it makes it more natural for you to make music, because there is a music program on your computer, you know. And these things I really like, because it makes the kids, especially, always the kids, but the young people, like 20s or 20 or 17 or 15, or even younger now, they have all these wonderful possibilities, and they can use a few years to just try and fail and try and fail. And the people who are really interested in the art or the end result, they will continue to do this. But the people who were just making sounds because they had a sound program, which I don't think is bad, because why should it be bad? It doesn't hurt anybody. But I don't think maybe you should put that into the art context, because that's something different. Art is a work, it's a job, you know, it's not a hobby. So to me, I know a lot of people who are just playing music for fun at home and never release anything, and I still ask them if I can have a CDR copy, because it's interesting to me to listen what people are doing, you know. So in one way it's become very democratic, but it's nothing new that you can create from everything, because or in the history of magic, or in the history of alternative views on reality, or whatever you should say, then you have your body, which is the best tool there is for expression. We are born with voices, we can talk, we can sing even though we might have bad voices, but we can use our body. We don't even need a pen, you know, because you can proclaim a poem without having it in writing, you know. So it's nothing new that everybody can express themselves. It's just that now you are supposed to do it, you know. So, and maybe that's positive, because maybe some people get kicked in the ass to do something if they want, or it's a motivation for many people that it has become simpler. At the same time, much more complex, because when I did a few cassettes and things, there was a limitation on what I could do. But with the computer now, there is no limitation. And I see many people get lost, because a lot of people I knew who used to do the tape stuff and blah, 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 they started doing the computer stuff in 97, 98 especially. And a lot of these people actually have now been gone from they have been missed from the whole scene for many, many years, because, yeah, but I can do this and then I can do this. And it's like a never-ending process. And I'm totally restless, so I can't do that. You know, I can't use 10 years for making one song. So there is good and bad in everything, of course.